dates you select. This report you can print right from the screen, you can export to Excel, or you can export to a PDF format.
Christy, I have a question. Can you hear me?
I can, yep.
Okay, on the last year on doing the achievements when we created and closed the reporting period, there was a step after that where we had to mark it as complete.
Yep.
We don't do that now.
Okay.
We don't do that now.
Not receive your reminder emails anymore related to that reporting period, you'd want to just simply mark those reminder tasks as completed from your calendar. So that would just consist of clicking on the name of that task and then marking it as complete from here. And at that point, the color coding of the task changes on your calendar and you're not going to get those reminder notifications that you have your performance tracking due.
Okay, so we still need to do that step.
Correct.
Okay. But that's not in this user's guide that we have, is it?
It should be covered in the recipient user guide. I can take a look at that after we wrap up today.
Okay.
To see if it's included in there. Just one other piece, back to your question, John, about reports. In the post-award reports, the other helpful report is going to be your grant performance variance report. So this is going to show you all of your planned goals for your grant and the progress against those. So again, essentially summing up your achievements for your grant. This report is going to be segmented by the different goal types because depending on the goal type, that determines how you can plan and track progress against it. But from here, you'll be able to see each of your goal labels, who's responsible for it, and then depending on the nature of the goal, what you've planned and what you've achieved so far. Just like with the budget report we saw, you can print, export to Excel, or export to PDF from this view. So now taking a look at just a few items on support procedures. So John's going to be the primary point of contact for questions you have around using AmpliFund, particularly process-based questions to ensure that everything is being built out in a way that matches up with John's expectations. John does have access to contact our customer success team should anything arise related to a technical issue. Our support hours are 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, so if we receive a support request within those hours, you'll receive a first response within 2 hours. Initially, when you're accessing the support site, which you can either get to by clicking on your name in AmpliFund and then clicking on support, or by just going right to this URL we have here, you'll be prompted to sign up. You'll just enter in your name, email address, click sign up, and then you'll get an email notification from our support site with a link to set up your password. And then after you've logged in, you'll be able to access user guides, FAQs, other helpful materials on the site. The key reference materials that are going to be helpful for this group are going to be the recipient user guide. We do update our documentation as we roll out updates to the tool. So I would recommend if you find yourself frequently needing the user guides, rather than downloading and printing it out, just using our support site as a resource for that, because we do frequently make updates to our guides to reflect updates in AmpliFund. Just a few other items related to the system. The URL for AmpliFund is gotomygrants.com, and our support site URL is amplifund.zendesk.com. And just one other item to note related to using the system, we support a variety of browsers for Chrome, Firefox, and Edge. We support the current supported releases by the provider if you're an IE user, IE 9 and above. And for Mac users, Apple Safari 6 and above is a supported browser for AmpliFund. That covers everything I wanted to get through. I know that we went through quite a bit on today's training session. Are there any other questions? Or John, is there anything else that you would like to talk through today?
No, I have my own stuff I was going to go through with them afterwards.
Okay.
But anybody got any questions? Speak now, forever hold your peace. Okay, I guess that was it, Christy. Thank you.
All right, thanks for your time, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye. All right. All right, let me just, since I'm the only one here, let me just try to do this way. Just overview, part of the public service grants is part of the finance and administration department. Damian Cook is my boss, as well as Rashonda Jackson, but we'll leave that aside. Currently, like I said, in finance, Office of Finance Administration, Damian Cook is the grant administrator for public service grants. The contract begins October 1, so whatever activities you guys do beginning October 1, if it's part of your budget, it can be reimbursed. Anything after or before October 1, September 30th and beyond? Nope. Okay. I'll go more into that in a little bit. I just want to go over some overview stuff here. Monitoring visits. I changed that. I used to do them in April, but now you guys got the application in April. So I'll wait till after you submit your application and do your monitorings. More so, it'll be around July. So, whenever that happens, we'll get that just like we did this year. I'll come out. The monitoring is all in your contract. It's the Exhibit C of your contract. So, there's nothing new I'm looking at there. Budget changes. This is important. Remember that there must be an approved budget line in order for us to make a budget change. Can move money around. Gives us a little flexibility. Now city council doesn't approve things. But you still have to have a budget line item to move money to. So if we were paying for all 100% in one category in client services, we can't go and pay salaries if there wasn't a line item there. There has to be something to move the money to. One of the other changes is we can only amend the budget up to 10%. So, and that reflects the idea that, if we change your budget more than 10%, are we changing the program that the Public Service Grant Council voted on and approved? Okay? So that's why it was capped at 10%. Those budget changes have to be into me by September 1st. Okay? Before September 1st or sooner, that's fine. After September 1st, then you're out of luck. Okay? And there's other reasons behind that, but essentially that's the gist of it. Any questions there? Because I know a couple people last year wanted to change budgets later in the year or later in September and we couldn't do it. Insurance hasn't changed over last year. If there is something specific with your insurance, you don't have to get it approved by risk. There's a number of things like auto. If we're not reimbursing for auto and you as a company, you know, don't have travel and the staff we're not doing, then you don't, you know, have to have the auto. Professional services, if you don't have, quote, professionals, licensed social workers, counselors, doctors, nurses, accountants, you know, those kind of licensed, certified people on your staff, then you can, you know, talk to risk management and get their approval to not have that as far as your insurance. But that's all part of, you know, I can't do that. That's risk. Okay? So, yeah, ma'am.
Any owned, hired,
I mean,
organizational
audit.
So what is it they're looking for specifically?
Well, specifically what risk is looking for there is automobile coverage. And the rationale there is if city dollars is paying for somebody's salary and they're involved in an auto accident and they're on the company time, we want to make sure that that person is covered and the auto is covered. Not really the auto. We're not paying for the auto. But the person and all those and all that insurance is covered. So that's the whole gist of it. So if you as a company, you know, don't reimburse for mileage, you as a company don't have individuals that travel, Then I'm not going to tell you you get it waived, but you can go to risk management and talk to them and tell them, well, we as a company don't do this, we as a company don't do this, we as an organization don't do this, so that's why we don't have the automobile coverage. Okay, does that make sense?
Kind of. Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, shoot me an email and I'll forward it on to them and they'll send me an email back saying, let me look at their application and what the program does. And so I'll shoot them the email, the download version of your application. No, we don't pay for mileage. We're not reimbursing for mileage. All the staff are in-house. People come to them. So there is no travel. So then, you know, that's something that could be waived. I'm not saying it would be. That's them. But it's an option for you. Yeah. So anyway, I think I have a lot of people's. If you've updated your certificate of insurance, please send it to me because now with the contracts, I have to I get the contracts to you, I have to verify that I have your certificate of insurance on file. So please make sure to send those to me. Okay, otherwise I don't want to get in trouble. Your financial payments. Here's the thing. I need to have them in by October 8th. Okay, that's where I like to have them. That way you guys can get paid relatively quickly. Okay, the cutoff date for me to get to accounting is October 15th. After October 15th, it cuts. Okay, you'll still get reimbursed. Okay, but as some of you may notice, it took a little while longer. Okay, well, that's because the city's cuts off funding. Goes into the next fiscal year. There's a 2-week lag period that they go through, and therefore it, you know, delays you guys getting funding, you know, an extra 2-3 weeks. So if you get them in to me, we can get them out in the current fiscal year, and you get your money quicker. as opposed to, you know, getting it into me past the October, you know, deadline. There's changes, you can't get it in, and now you're still going to get paid, but it's going to be a while longer, because I think some people got paid, you know, just now getting a check. So keep that in mind. Here goes with reporting periods. The thing to also remember, the quarterly reporting, and what's good with the programmatic, you need to go into the Amplifund system and put in your goals and objectives. Because you, as you know, in your contract, you got your two exhibits. Your first exhibit is your budget. Your second exhibit is what you're going to do with the money, and it's your goals and objectives. Okay? So since, you know, it wasn't required for the application to submit the city old goals and objectives, we don't have that little form. So need you to go in, put in your goals and objectives. If it's not easily, you know, attainable in your contract or in your application, but we need you to put that in there so I can attach that with your contract. So that once that's attached with your contract, your goals can go through. Does everybody understand that? Okay. All right. And there again, you can upload with this system. You can upload your backup documentation. You can your objectives. You know, so when I go out there, I can say, okay, well, how'd you meet 100 people? Well, it's uploaded in the system. Boom, there you go. I have it. I don't worry about it. And there's the reporting periods. Okay, fiscal reporting due by the 15th of each month, except for September's report, which is due October 8th. Your backup, that hasn't changed. I still need to know exactly how the funds are expended. Check numbers, receipts, spreadsheets, those kind of things. Your annual report is due November 15th for those receiving less than $100,000. In city funds. So, let's see. This year, there's Pinecastle. Where is he? Ron? Yeah, you'll have to do one. Hope Haven, you have to do an annual report. Let's see. Daniel won't. Jasmine, you guys will have to do the annual report. Beam, she'll have to do it. So yeah, there's like five or seven of you now that will have to do the annual report. Like I said, this year, it was real simple. You just download, copy, and paste. The trickiness is there. The council auditor's finickiness with everything. So, but going forward, the RFP for all this is going to come out in a couple weeks. But in that, we are requiring them to, you know, do the customized annual report. So hopefully, you know, beyond this year, it won't be an issue. But like I said, as of now, that's the report that the council auditor's office is requiring. So that's, you know, the report we got to do. I don't have any questions about that. Yes, ma'am.
Can I go back to financial backup? Is that a paper submission?
Well, you upload it online.
You can upload it?
Yes.
So you upload every document?
You upload everything. I can view it on the computer screen. You don't have to paper submit anything. Yeah, you don't paper submit anything to me anymore. No.
John, these dates. This is last year's document, I'm assuming.
Why? Well, yeah, I just left off November 15th. Yeah, November 15th, 2018.
Okay.
Yeah, I tried to change everything. There's some things I missed. I did update this because I want to make sure we all understand some of the things that I can't pay for or can't be reimbursed for. Just so you know, according, you know, to Chapter 118, you guys, not me, are responsible. okay, to make sure your expenses are fine, okay? So if you may say, well, John said it was okay, well, that's fine. That's not going to get you anywhere, okay? I'm going to be honest with you. It's still on you guys, all right? I see they got to be expended within the accordance with the governments and so forth. And so on, recipient shall expend the funds in accordance with the approved budget. So that's set forth. Moving on to number three, that's really what I want to look at here. Number one, losses arising out of uncollectible accounts. This is bad debts, prior expenses, collection agencies and fees. Okay? We pay for or reimburse like emergency services. So somebody's rent, somebody's electric and stuff like that. What we don't pay for is the fees associated with that. If JEA sent this person to a collection agency, we can't reimburse for that. Okay? If they're late behind somebody's JEA bill or they're late behind in, you know, some rent or something like that, and you want to catch them up with the rent and the landlord, that's okay. Once it goes to a collection agency and the collection agency has it, we can't. That's where it comes into. That's where the fine line is. Okay? Number two, contributions to reserve accounts. And what basically that is no reserve accounts, as well as reimbursement for unused leave. Whereas some agencies at the end of your year, if you haven't, you know, used all, you know, of your leave time and you got a week left, you know, you get the leave. Well, we can't reimburse for that. Basically, the rationale is because we don't know what fiscal year of the cities that leave was accrued. Okay, so that's why you can't use it then. The third little I, contributions and to other organizations, no other agency memberships, clubs, organizations, that sort of thing. Okay, so if there was a, you know, North Florida nonprofit association, we couldn't pay for that. Can't pay for anything along those lines. Any question?
No,
Epping Forest, yeah. All right, here's the tricky thing here. Cost, and we're trying to get some work with council auditors more on this one here. Cost of amusement, social activities, and incidental costs relating to meals, beverages, lodging, rentals, can't pay for. What we've done in the past and what I'm going off of this year is what we've done in the past. Okay, we can reimburse for client food, client meals, those kinds of things. Food for staff, volunteers, no. Okay, training. Just like I said in the past, we've gone through only the actual conference, the hotel, the per diem, the lodging. Airfare, no. But based upon prior years and prior, if it's in your application and it's in the budget, the conference, the actual cost of the conference is fine. But how you get there and how long you sleep and all that, that's on you guys as of now. Okay? Moving on. This goes in the further with the fees. So if JEA, even if JEA rent or JEA utility and there's a late fee of whatever, you know, $5, $2, we still can't pay that. Okay, that's where that comes in. There's the other fees too. Governor, they're not going to bother with that. Borrowing, you know, we can't pay for bonds and borrowing and those kind of things. The last one is no cash expense as defined 104, no administrative overhead. In the past, those you've been, you know, used to get the 13.5% administrative overhead. Check app that was eliminated about 4 years, 5 years ago. That was eliminated. So if you're wondering, John, why can't we go back and just get that administrator? No, you can't. That's why. Okay. If you want to be reimbursed for executive director's salary, your fiscal director's salary, those kind of things, it has to be up into the salary line item as a percentage and so forth and so on. Okay. Equipment. The thing to remember with equipment is it's leases, no problem, we can pay for. With equipment, regardless of a computer, printer, laptops, whatever, okay, if the life expectancy of that is going to be more than a year, you have to track it to show some sort of tracking of it. And the issue then becomes is if it is purchased with city funds, it is essentially the city's property. So this year, you got a public service grant. Next year, you don't get a public service grant. Okay, Mr. Cook come to me and say, John, you ended up purchasing a couple computers and somebody's Lexus. We want that back. Okay, so I get it back. All right? So there you go. So, but a lease, if you lease it, you lease the computers, you lease the Lexus, it's yours. Okay? But we can pay for it for that year. If it's in the budget, they approved it, Public Service Grant Council, yes, we can pay for it for a year. Okay? And moving on with that. Let's see. Unless otherwise provided in this agreement, the appropriated funds are to be expended within the fiscal year. This is why funds are during the account revert the city of Jacksonville and cannot pay for October and late and those kinds of things. Okay? That's why one of the things, you know, I emphasize this every year. Look at it as like an 11-month contract. Get all your expenses, get everything done. By October, September, it's all done. Then you don't have to worry about it and the rush of everything. Okay? And then here will be a grant. The contract grant manager shall report changes in any of the city, but the budget all council orders annually. This is why we have that deadline of September 1st. Because we have to give the report to the council auditors, makes it available to them by their deadline, which is November, when is it this coming? Sometime around the middle of September. It changes whatever that Friday is. But that changes. Monthly reporting, this really hasn't changed. That's all the backup documentation that I need, the canceled checks, invoices, so forth and so on. If it's not electronic payment. And this is an example of the annual report, in case you didn't know. If you're new to public service grants and you got to do an audit, that's how the audit report should look. So auditors need that. And then here's the monitoring stuff. And essentially, there's your requirements in Exhibit C. So I'm not going to go over everything with you because that's in your contract. Basically, what I'm looking, you know, I'll go look for your agency bylaws, list the boards of directors, the minutes in which the board approved your budget, your record retention policy, background checks. I'm just skimming through things. Make sure you have a policy against discrimination. I'll look at your PSG employee files. Make sure performance evaluations are done. There's a job description. If you don't do electronic time cards, look at the time cards. Those kind of things. Not your books of accounting. I'll go and balance out your general ledger to what I have or what we have in ample fund. As you saw, you ran that one report that she ran with the budget. That's the exact report I'll pull out and try to balance out to your general ledger. That's the exact report. Yes, make sure everything's balanced. Supporting documentation, that's all fine. Nothing there. Okay. Any questions? Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sean.
Yes. Oh, I can't pay money. Yes. Yes.
We saw people from housing was in here. There was people from Parks and Recs in here going through all that. All city funding for the next fiscal year is going to be using whatever system it's approved. With CDBG, Hopwa Housing, Public Service Grants, Parks funding, all of it. In May. Probably. May. We'll see on that. I'm not holding my breath for it. They want it up and running April 1st, but I'm not holding my breath. Definitely not. Yeah, we move at a slow pace.
First, I don't know if you've met Emily Rowe.
Nice to meet you.
So we're looking at the performance backup documentation, mm-hmm. right, for homeless youth. So we are already a part of the HMIS system for changing homelessness.
Okay, well,
so just wondering if those aggregate reports
that
submitted
is,
for backup.
That would be sufficient.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
John.
Yeah, no problem.
Hi, John. How you doing?
I'm good.
This is our new CFO.
Hi, John.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice
to
meet you. Question.
Yes.
I'm going to see for the positions and the salaries. Can you track on that position?
Right. Yeah. When you go in and do, that's what I would do, is just do my positions. Because the way I've explained this to the auditors and everybody is that, you know, we live in nonprofits. People change. They may be here 6 weeks, they may be gone. And now that's the way nonprofits
function. It's just a different
person. So put the job title in.
Yeah.
So as long as you put in the job title, and if it's like, you know, case manager, just put in case manager parentheses 6. So that I know as I'm scrolling through your backup, there's 6 cases. And in the backup, right? Case manager,
sure.
Physician, doctor, you know, nurse, whatever. So that I know that, you know.
But you don't need to see any names.
Yeah, so when we do the line in, we'll call it case manager parentheses 6 or something like
exactly.
that.
And you still want to see the payroll register?
Well, yeah, I still have to see something that the person actually worked.
Yeah.
I got to have the backup.
Yeah, okay. And the timesheet that shows they were doing case management stuff.
Exactly. Whatever you use to verify all that.
That's what I was used to.
Okay.
Excellent. That's great.
All right, thanks.
All right, you take care. Nice to meet you, too. Yeah, you didn't see the emails popping up back and forth.
Is that already
just, John, I'm working on the cultural councils now. John, the cultural council, yes. Stop emailing me about the cultural council.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Offices are actually
city offices are about.
They're working on it. It's probably on my email now being done. She got my emails this morning that I said, where's the cultural council?
Does
it what's the name for
you?
The contract? No, it's going to be the same. Yeah, I know one thing they wanted me to change was your payments. Not where, but in the contract, I still have you guys being paid monthly on a reimbursement basis. When that's not the case.
So that was...
Yeah, that was updated. So the actual contract is going to be more or less what you do as opposed to the PSD template, where I just stuck in, stuck out, and some changes.
It's like,
just,
you know,
yeah,
absolutely. When we're preparing them for our organizations, I think that that's already reflects
okay.
What we do. But the change that you had as far as the like insurance, I guess, is going to be the same.
Right. I mean, anything like that, you got to get with 20. And that's if they approve it, then I'm okay with it. And that's his whole thought on like on the field.
Oh my God,
that's true. I mean, but that's what I'm telling my guys in there. Some responsible for down this beat is one that's pushing back because the risk signs off on, you know, because their requirements. I was just trying to get it. There really was a change. But
in the same building that aren't
okay.
There's three different kind of in a U-shaped
anyway, and then the other thing.
Well, thank you. Well, I actually was originally from here,
like
but I'm moving out of there.
Well, for you, no. I mean, it's always been that way. I mean, you know, that's why you should always put. It has to be like a dollar. Even if you put a dollar in there, I can move money around.
The way it was, the way it was in.
But you don't. You're not by the 10%. You're not obligated by the 10%. So it's only public service grant dollars that are approved by the public service grant council that has the 10%. But that may be something you may want to do for your agency because I'll get some of these, you know, before we implemented the 10%, where they were wanting to change, you know, almost their whole budget. And, you know, if you got guys, if you got people scoring an application and they score it one way based upon an application and a budget, and then 6 months later they're changing everything. Well, then you're really changing the whole purpose of their application.
Whenever I get a change, it's usually because they've had like a change in personnel positions or something.
Yeah,
like
okay.
That for a year, I mean, that's generally what they do.
Okay.
Well, that helps. And, yeah, it's a
different thing. The other.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Sorry.
Yes.
I want another clarification.
Okay.
Go ahead. Yeah.
The 10%.
Yes.
Change.
Uh-huh.
Is that the budget line or the total budget?
The total budget. If you're awarded $100,000, you can only move $10,000. So in your case,
it's within the lines. Okay.
With yours, the big would be the center, the $150,000 one, you can only move $15,000
from
one category.
That's the most you can request for total
right.
Movement.
And
okay.
That's throughout
that's
the year.
Fine.
So
okay.
if in July you want to move $7,000, and in September, your last bid, you want to move $10,000, well, can't do that.
Right.
I can only do 8.
Got it.
Okay. I got you.
Okay.
Thanks again, Brian.
Nice to meet
you. Lori, how you doing?
I'm doing okay.
We got it together now?
All right.
This is Christina. She has a broken toe, so that's why she didn't come forward to say hello. Thank you for
Did you get it suddenly?
Yeah.
Oh, you're so good. Well, no, you're talking the application? Or
yeah.
The RFP will go out. Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
In other words.
Okay.
And then that will be for all cities.
Right.
For the CDBG, Aqua, Apple, ESG, all of them. We'll all go through that. I mean, that's what you're saying. The housing, the parks, and the Yes, I do.
I know that there was lot of difficulty in getting our certificate of insurance correct this past year. I don't know if everyone remembers that the insurance we had was not adequate. Our insurance broker was all that settled right before I came. How do we know if all of those documents are just not? Is there anything new that you're going to need from us?
Well, I mean, before you
could do the award. The certificate of insurance
carrier.
Yeah. It didn't
that'd be
right.
It wasn't a high enough carrier. They didn't have us
class. Yeah, they gotta be an A.
Yeah. And the other thing, I don't remember anything about vehicle insurance. And we would be something like that would not apply to because the services were brought in the climate to have to go out.
Right.
So
and then you don't need a professional either because you're not hiring. You don't have any social workers. Kathy's not a social license, anything like that.
Uh-huh.
So then, yeah, you don't have any professionals, and you don't have a CFO,
right.
So the CPA.
Right.
You don't have any professionals.
Okay.
So then, you would say, John, miss this, and they would hit it hard.
Last question, as the process moves to a RFP, do you see the funding priorities and strategies of the city changing? I mean, if the process for applying for the funds is going to be a different process, is that not
in the moment. I mean, the whole funding is, we follow up by the issue. So, actually, these funds are going to be city council. So, Mayor's funding other areas, Silver Commission, Jackson Engineering, that was all mayor's. These all come down the same time.
Right.
These
city council projects. So maybe sure my city council person knows about it. Okay.
Go.
Uh-huh. And I'll send that email to you when we get back.
All right. Thank you.
Thank
good luck on your foot.